recognizing awareness and intention. So letting the mind be relaxed and spacious. Just really settling back. Letting the quality of the mind be natural and relaxed. Settling into body and knowing experience throughout different senses. Noticing moments where you're present, where awareness is awake in the mind, awake and attentive. Notice how you're relating to different aspects of experience. Can you recognize when there's some degree of right view, Dharma perspective? Recognizing happenings, arisings, appearances, objects of experience. And recognizing when the knowing has more of a sense of self-reference. All about me. Or relating to experience through the concepts. Through the content of a thought, through what's being heard or what's being seen. Perhaps reminding yourself that simply being aware of how you're relating to experience, when that's in play, then to some extent right view is awake and alert. Right view, recognizing wrong view, is still right view in the mind. Appreciating awareness, appreciating your mind, notice the comings and goings of awareness, arising, disappearing, re-arising with a new object. And see how often this happens. What does awareness feel like in the body mind? Can you recognize its qualities, how it feels? there might be a sense of peacefulness, impartiality. Of awareness, allowing everything to be known without preference. Another factor you might notice at times is intention or volition. Usually felt as an impulse or urge in the mind or body. Gathering of energy. Letting us know that something is about to happen. You might notice the intention to move. Even very subtle movements, like slightly straightening your posture. The intention to swallow. If your eyes are open, the intention to move your eyes from being located on one thing to another. Or the intention to blink. noticing different types of thought. Are there some thoughts that feel as if there's more of an intentional charge to them? Intention might be accompanied by a thought or by other mental factors, particularly craving. Don't stop yourself doing anything. Let's see if you can notice what it is that precedes any action, physical, some mental actions. If you find that you're getting into looking quite hard, really relax, settle back. What else is in your experience? What can you notice? What can awareness simply receive? Remember, any object will do. Any object is a good object for developing awareness, allowing mindfulness to strengthen. Remember, you're not trying to control anything, but just notice how doing happens.